This is Dr. Sharon dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Garrett. This goes to Dr. Justin Vandermolen on 6/29/22. Mr. Garrett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lorraine Skaggs. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 7/12/22, Mrs. Skaggs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 7/14/22, Mr. Gibson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Mm-hmm. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 7/14/22, Mr. Williams performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Period. New paragraph compared to a study dated 10/17/18. There's been marked improvement, period, new paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction showing marked improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Krobatch. K-R-O-B-A-T-S-C-H. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/14/22, Mr. Krobatch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort and possible improvement in flow rates period. Patient is left with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period, and paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilators. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Kavanaugh. This goes to Gary Topin, comma PA. On 7/14/22, Mr. Kavanaugh performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, period, after walking 203 meters. The saturation was 87%, period. The patient did stop at 1 minute and 51 seconds after he desaturated 87%. And 92 meters was accomplished, period. After 2 minutes of rest and supplemental oxygen at 2 liters, the saturation improved to 97%, and he achieved another 106 meters, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Mosley. On 7/14/22, Mr. Mosley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Walty Surrett. This goes to Dr. Bo Coop. On 7/14/22, Mrs. Surrett performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 125 meters, she desaturated to 87% and stopped the test at 3 minutes and 7 seconds, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.